Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, has initiated formal investigation into Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the investigation will be done in line with international protocols set by the International Civil Aviation Organization.
We are going to do a fair and thorough investigation. We are not going to spare anyone. We are not going to leave any stone unturned. We will do properly according to the protocol, and we are going to go to the depth of why this incident has happened.
The minister informed that the government is constituting a high-level committee comprising experts from multiple disciplines to examine the matter in detail. The committee will work to strengthen aviation safety and prevent such incidents in future. Air India has confirmed that 241 people on board its London-bound flight were killed when the aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff from the Ahmedabad airport yesterday. The Boeing 787-8 aircraft was carrying 242 passengers and crew members. The passengers comprised 169 Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals, and 1 Canadian national. The dead included several people on the ground. Former Gujarat Chief Minister and BJP leader Vijay Rupani was among the dead. One passenger, identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, survived the crash. Condolences from leaders across the world are pouring in for the people affected in the Ahmedabad plane crash incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited Ahmedabad hours after the plane crash yesterday. He also held a meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, and senior officials to review the relief and rescue operations. Speaking to media after the meeting, Mr. Shah said that the entire nation is shocked by the unfortunate incident and all citizens of the country stand in solidarity with the families who have lost their loved ones in this tragedy. He also confirmed that the Ministry of Civil Aviation has already initiated a formal investigation into the incident to determine its cause.
एविएशन डिपार्टमेंट ने अपनी जांच शुरू कर दी है और जांच तेजी से आगे बढ़े इसके लिए भी एविएशन मंत्री जी ने सूचनाएं दी है.
The Home Minister also visited the trauma center at Ahmedabad Civil Hospital where several of the injured are being treated. He reviewed the medical arrangements and interacted with doctors and officials overseeing emergency care. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. In this series, we will explore yoga break for workplace designed to de-stress, refresh and refocus while also boosting immunity. This morning, we focus on Skandha Chakra, also known as shoulder socket rotation. This asana helps you relieve back pain, cervical spondylitis, frozen shoulders, and helps in increasing flexibility of spine and waist. These postures help to overcome stress. The Nagaland Cabinet has decided to streamline the implementation of the Inner Line Permit ILP and to constitute a 5-member independent commission to review the state's reservation policy in government employment. The announcement was made during a press conference by state spokespersons and ministers C.L. John and Temjin Imna Along in Kohima last evening following a cabinet meeting held at the Chief Minister's office. Minister for Environment, Forests, Climate Change and Village Guards, Mr. C.L. John said, after thorough discussion, the cabinet decided that ILP implementation in the erstwhile Dimapur area may be further streamlined.
The cabinet also decided that the ILP online application portal will include additional categories not reflected. Transit passenger may be exempted from producing ILP. The cabinet also decided to allow online issuing of ILP till smart card are issued to category 1 and 2.
Minister of Tourism and Higher Education, Mr. Temjin Imna Along said the state cabinet has decided to constitute 5-member commission to look into all aspects of the reservation policy in government employment in the state.
The cabinet, under the visionary leadership of Honorable Chief Minister, had deliberated on it very extensively, and understanding the need, you know, the cabinet had decided to constitute a commission where it would be a 5-member commission, where it would be headed by 2 bureaucrats, IAS, and one will be from CNTC, one will be from Tenime People's Group, and the other would be from the ENPO. So it would be an independent commission that will look into the upgradation of the reservation issue in its present context and submit it.
The government will come out with comprehensive terms of reference and composition of the commission within 1 month's time. The state cabinet also reviewed on matters related to ENPO's Frontier Nagaland Territory, absorption of 147 assistant professors and librarians under Higher Education Department, and progress made on laying a gas pipeline in the state by Indradhanush Gas Grid Limited. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.